Welcome to this week's edition of Salesforce.com's Women in Tech Wednesday Roundup. Hashtag SWT Wednesday. This week we read articles with tips on finding software jobs, women helping Boston go green, how Star Wars influenced a modern-day robot, an opportunity the U.S. has to support women in tech leadership, effective leaders adopting female attributes, and how one woman's midlife crisis turned into a million-dollar business. As always, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this content. Tips for finding software engineering jobs. Tindy Head of Engineering, Julia Grace has created a list of tips for finding software engineering jobs, updated from her 2012 talk at Hackbright Academy. Read more here. https://docs.google.com/document/d/1fouth.ij.qkbll.smokemgvbfm. WN39I1Y6KZ9WHM/preview?true. Boston's parks get greener with high-tech solar-powered benches. Dubbed sofas, the solar-powered benches were created by three women, marketing specialist Sandra Richter, electrical engineer Nan Zhao, and designer Yuta Friedrichs, all of whom come from Germany, where solar energy is highly popular. Read more here. http://www.cpexecutive.com/city/boston/boston's-parks-get-greener-with-high-tech-solar-powered-benches/10041008-03.html. How Star Wars influenced Jibo, the first robot for families. Jibo creator Cynthia Brazel explains why, despite not having a face, her newest creation is the most human robot yet. Read more here. http://www.fastcompany.com/303367/most-creative-people/how-star-wars-influenced-jibo-the-first-robot-for-families. U.S. lags Europe in women in technology leadership. What European companies do have going for them, though, is generally greater acceptance of parents needing flexible schedules in order to meet family responsibilities. Men and women are both granted this understanding, and adopting a similar attitude here could affect U.S. companies where women are hired straight out of college into entry-level positions, but then cannot rise within the company past a certain point if they choose to become mothers and primary caregivers for their children. Read more here. http://www.forbes.com/site/numashaven/2014/07/21/the-latest-statistics-on-women-in-technology-leadership/. 40 over 40. List of amazing women who are reinventing, and disrupting, and making an impact. Read more here. http://40over40.com/honorees/. Effective leaders are adopting more female attributes. The idea of a strong leader has always been equated to traits like confidence, control, and the avoidance of showing signs of weakness. But, according to a new study, that's changing. And the most effective leaders, whether male or female, are adopting more traditionally female-centric qualities. Read more here. http://whatsyourtech.ca/2014/07/22/effective-leaders-are-adopting-more-female-attributes/. How to turn a midlife crisis into a million-dollar business. Ai Huiyang left her cushy job as a software engineer to backpack around the world. That led her to learn Ruby on Rails, after which she started building out a solution to scale an independent food business based on the problems her friends in the market brought to her attention. Read more. http://www.fastcompany.com/303322/innovationagent/how-to-turn-a-midlife-crisis-into-a-million-dollar-business. What other women in tech news did you see this week? How do you feel about these articles? Post in your comments below. Shukrutha Bhadauria about the blogger. Shukrutha Bhadauria is a SR member of technical staff at Salesforce.com and the managing director of Bay Area Girl Geek Dinners. Follow Shukrutha on Twitter at ShukruthaSays and follow Salesforce Wit at SalesforceWit to keep tabs on other great content and Wit events.